Ashby, and with me today I have Rodney Turner. And in fact, right next to me, as we're in the same room, on the same continent, in the same country. Hello, Rodney.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Pretty good, Stevie. My sessions are over today, and it's now past the time where we have to concentrate.
Absolutely. It's in between everything right now.
Yeah. And the weather report today, as we usually give, is what has it been? What's the temperature been, Rodney? 41.
No.
Was it 41 earlier?
No, it wasn't 41. It's been 37 Celsius.
A cool day here in Tucson. Definitely a cool day. A few little clouds around, so it's, you know, a bit coolish.
Well, earlier there was a huge thunderstorm that was building just to the south of us, but it went away.
Yeah, they're out looking at clouds because I haven't seen them for a while. Anyway, on with our podcast. Here we are at
Westin La Paloma in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, and we're actually at Mobile 2013, which has been a great 2 days so far. And with me we have here Beck Speak. Hi, Beck, how are you?
I'm well, Jenny. How are you?
You speak like I do.
I do, because we're both from Australia.
Isn't it nice to have a buddy?
It is. It's very nice. Made me feel much more at ease.
And Beck, you did a wonderful session on Evernote.
I did, yes, apparently. I got lots of good compliments.
That's great, and I'm glad people know about it, because it's a wonderful thing to use.
It is, definitely.
What have you found the best thing here?
Making connections, being able to meet a lot of people and put faces to names from my PLN who I know and stuff.
That's all the conference is about, making connections.
With me is Ruben Hoffman. Ruben, talk to us a little bit. Where are you from, and how have you enjoyed the conference?
I'm from San Diego, California, and I love mobile learning experience. I went last year, 2012, and I'm back for 2013. It's the best conference that I go to. I go to a lot of conferences, but the best because of the smaller environment and just the ability to connect with people. So that's what I love about mobile 2013.
That is really great. One of the things that I have to ask you is, you are surrounded by such great educators and people that you interact with on Twitter. So my question is this: how have they made you a better educator?
Well, connecting with people opens up a lot of ideas. I mean, you sit down and you have a conversation, whether it's on Twitter or in person especially, you can really get into things that maybe you didn't know about before. So I'm isolated normally. But when I'm on Twitter or I come to a conference, I'm no longer isolated by myself in a classroom. So it just opens up a world of ideas.
That is really great. Thank you, Ruben. We really appreciate it.
And with me I have Catherine Burdick. How are you, Catherine?
I am fantastic. How are you, Jenny?
I'm pretty good. And on Twitter, tell us your Twitter handle.
My Twitter handle is iApplLearner.
Great. And you actually live here in Tucson. You're a local.
I am a local yokel, and I adore it. Yes, Tucson's a wonderful place to live. Everybody needs to come visit.
Tell us what you're really getting out of this conference, because you're one of the organizers, so you've done a lot of work leading up to this, and now, you know, before you blink, it's over.
Yeah, but the great benefit to me is meeting role models, people who have actually done things. And when you get to meet that and see that in action, it gives you inspiration and you feel like, well, I can do this. I can go do this, because you're surrounded by people who have done it. And that's one of the reasons why we put this on, is to gather everybody together who has done it and get a cheerleader, championship squad going to root everybody on, because I, like Ruben, believe that the future is in mobile technology.
And Catherine, I came last year and I noticed this year you've got some new sessions, like the Ignite session. You did a wonderful session. Tell us your thoughts about the Ignite session.
Well, for those who don't know, in an Ignite session, a person submits 20 slides, and those 20 slides pay for 15 minutes each, giving you a total of 5 minutes to present a concept or an idea. And what's wonderful about it is that it gives all educators a soapbox to say anything they would want, and you can listen to anything for 5 minutes. And we wanted to change things up a bit, just like children are lifelong learners, so are adults. And we wanted to show that as a conference planner, we too change and adopt new ideas and go with new ways.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
Well, thank you for coming.
our next person that we're going to interview is Felix. Felix. Wonderful Felix. Where are you from?
Miami, Florida.
Florida. Well, wait a minute. We're here in Tucson. So what are you doing here in Tucson?
I'm here for the best mobile learning experience anyone could ever have. For the third time. So for the third year in a row. And just doing lots of learning and teaching since I have four presentations this year. So having a good time overall.
Great. Well, I know that you've come here because you want to learn, you want to teach. So my question is this. You have a lot of people that look up to you. They follow you on Twitter. And so how have they helped you to become a better educator, a better person?
The last slide of my Ignite, it was all about sharing. And I think that's where it lies. Sharing successes as well as sharing what hasn't worked, failures, but learning from a failure is a success. So that's really what's enriched my experience as an educator.
Well, thank you so very much, Felix. We really appreciate it. Welcome to Phoenix. Sorry. Welcome to Tucson. Great to have you here again.
Okay, we're after the session, so we're still interviewing busily, and here with me I have Bob Martin. Hi, Bob. Where are you from?
University of Missouri, Columbia, Missouri.
So what do you do at the university?
I'm a technical trainer for Mornet.
I beg your pardon?
I'm a technical trainer for Mornet with the University of Missouri. We're the state net for Missouri.
So what does that mean you do?
That means I go all over the state of Missouri, and I go into schools and I teach teachers how to use technology.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. How many schools would you cover?
We have over 500 schools, I believe.
Okay, so how do you spread yourself out so thin over 500 schools?
We're on the road a lot.
Yeah.
So we live out of suitcases, but we get the opportunity to go to a lot of great schools, see a lot of great things, and a lot of people doing amazing things with technology.
So recently, what have been the most common sort of things you've been doing with teachers?
We've been doing a lot of... We're the Apps for Education... technical support for the state of Missouri. So we do a lot of Google Apps for Education training. We do a lot of smart board training. We do a lot of iPad and mobile device training because there are a lot of schools that are just getting started with that and they're looking, trying to figure out what devices to buy and how to manage them and all those types of things. And that's what we go out and kind of show them how to do. We'll take labs of different types of devices out to schools and let them play with them for a day and just let them try them and test them and see how they work.
Sounds a great idea. And Bob, are you on Twitter?
I'm sorry?
Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am.
So your Twitter handle is?
It's at the Big Leap, DABIGLEAP.
Okay. So you've got a massive PIN. How do you learn from that and share with that?
I spend a lot of my time actually just kind of watching the information go by on Twitter. I don't do a lot of tweeting myself, but I learn a lot from my PLN and the people that are out there in the classroom every day. When they post and say that, you know, they've got a great app or that they're doing something really cool, I'll take that and turn it around and share it with our teachers.
Yep. And how do you find coming to a conference face-to-face adds to your PLN?
Oh, putting faces with names is amazing. I mean, I see so many great people and all the good information that they have on Twitter, and then to actually get to sit down and talk with them and kind of pick their brains and get to know them a little bit, it's amazing. And this conference especially is absolutely fantastic.
And do you find people that you haven't met but you might have already been on Twitter with before, once you've met them, next time you're online with them, there's something different?
Think so. I mean, you know, it adds a little bit to the interactivity. You know, we can tease each other a little bit more. We can say things, make references, but they're still the same people that I've known for years. It just happens to be that now I put the face with the name.
I sort of find myself that it's a richer feeling once you know people and see them and meet them.
I agree. I mean, it adds to the whole experience of Twitter and makes it a little bit more personal because Twitter can be just watching this giant stream of information go by.
Can be a bit of an echo chamber?
Sometimes, yeah. There's every once in a while you'll get an original idea that just bounces off Twitter for a week. And so, yeah, there is that component.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to us today, Bob.
Thank you very much.
I'm here with another person. Great person to interview. Go ahead and tell us your name.
My name is Andy King.
Andy. Where are you from, Andy?
I work out of Columbia, but I'm from Warrensburg, Missouri.
Wonderful. This is pretty far to be coming all the way to Tucson for this. Why'd you come to Mobile 2013?
A lot of folks I follow on Twitter are here. A couple of my colleagues had gone last year, and from what they said, it was an amazing conference, and so I thought this is the place I need to be this year for my professional development.
Wow. Pretty cool. Pretty neat that you can come all the way here. You said you follow a lot of people on Twitter and that they're here. What was your first reaction with some of the people that you met?
It's just really interesting to see, you know, personal mannerisms, and you know, you only know them in a limited sense in 140 characters. But to be able to sit down and talk with them face to face, ask questions, and actually get that personal connection. Haven't been disappointed. A lot of great people here. Definitely a place I want to come back to again next year.
That's excellent. Since you've met them face to face, you've interacted with them on Twitter for a while. My next question is, how have they made you a better trainer?
Well, since I'm no longer in the classroom, a lot of the folks I follow on Twitter that I see here are actually in the classroom every day. And so it's my connection back to the classroom. I've lost my train of thought. Sorry, Rob.
That makes sense.
So it's my connection back to the classroom. We walk in and talk to teachers every day. But without seeing what happens in their classroom every day, it's tough for us to make that connection with them. But interacting with folks on Twitter and seeing what they're doing with children every day allows us then to walk into a classroom and talk to teachers about what needs to happen or how things should go or could go with the students.
Well, being an integration specialist myself, I completely understand that. And I guess that's a really good thing to have. Thank you so very much, Andy. Really quickly, I did have another question for you. What did you present on?
I presented on Android apps for photos and videos, and I also did a night session on how my mobile device was better than everybody else's. I kind of did a device comparison, and really it's not about the device, it's more about the skills dealing with the device. So the best device that you can have is the device that you have, as long as you know how and when to use it.
Excellent topics. Are we going to be able to find those online at the Mobile 2013?
They will be there very soon.
All right. Thank you, Andy. We really appreciate it. With us, we have another educator, and I'll go ahead and let her introduce herself in words she's from.
I'm Sharon Ewers. I'm from Arcadia High School in Phoenix, which is actually part of the Scottsdale Unified School District.
Great. Well, thank you. Welcome to Tucson and Mobile 2013. I have a couple of questions to ask you. What do you do at Arcadia?
I am the teacher librarian at Arcadia High School, and I also pretty much manage all of our technology integration.
Wow, so you have two jobs in one. Sounds really, really neat. With all that going on, I'm sure you have help from people, right?
I have help from hundreds of people all over the country.
Really? All over the country? So how have they helped you become a better educator?
Well, I lurk on Twitter, and I learn from other teacher librarians across the country, and I learn from other mobile learners and other technology experts. I also follow certain blogs, but I can't remember the names of any of them right now for this podcast, but I am a lifelong learner, and I just keep looking and looking and looking for information from other people.
It's really, really great to do. Were you one of the presenters? And if so, what did you speak on?
Yes, I was a presenter. I had a breakout session called The Library in Your Pocket. And we talked about apps that will help you get information from the public library.
Those are really great. Are we going to be able to find those? If so, where?
Yes, you can find them. I tweeted them this afternoon. And you can follow me on Twitter at Arcadia Live. Oops, that might not be it. I'll have to check on that.
No problem, Sharon. We'll go ahead and look that up and put that in our show notes. Thank you so very much. We really appreciate it.
The next person we have on our podcast today
I know that you probably know Eric Marcos, is that right?
I do, that's correct. I've been working with Eric for quite a while, since I started at TechSmith a while back.
And you are?
I'm Dave McCollum. I'm untitled at TechSmith, education evangelist for a long time, but I'm in a new role now working in new product development for education, so pretty excited about that.
Okay, and what does that involve?
That's a good question. I'm about 3 days into the job, but I'll be working with our Education Labs team. The products people may know are ScreenChomp and Ask3 are the ones that are in that program right now. So basically working with the development team, and my job is to connect educators to that team and bring their feedback in and develop products, hopefully that are useful to you guys as educators.
Okay, so how do you actually get your ideas? Do you talk to lots of teachers or what?
Yeah, that's most of what it is. And really, we're looking, coming to conferences like this at Mobile 2013, looking for the most innovative educators. And
yeah.
Right now, we're really focused on trying to help with the problem, or not necessarily the problem, but helping students collaborate more with each other. We want to find educators that are looking to find apps that give students new ways to interact, especially, at a distance or asynchronously when they may not be in the classroom. And so that's really where Ask3 is at right now.
Just give us a little rundown on TechSmith and the type of apps that they provide and Web 2.0 programs and things.
Sure. TechSmith's been around for quite a while for a technology company, since 1987. A lot of people know us from our desktop products like Snagit, Camtasia, and Jing. But more recently, we've gotten more involved on the app side of things. So like I mentioned, Ask3, ScreenChomp, also Coach's Eye is another one that we have for analyzing athletic performance. So those are the main ones right now, and we're just looking for new things to develop right now as well.
Right. I actually went to a session today where they were talking about Ask3. I say Ask3. And I was really impressed. How have you seen it used?
Right now, I think a lot of the main use is I don't know if I want to call it a flipped classroom model, but really, you mentioned Eric Marcos earlier with students teaching each other, where teachers are looking to experiment a little bit and find ways to get students interacting in a different way. So taking what may have been a video that's sent out in the past and the students consume the video passively, but giving them a chance to, if they get into the video, maybe, they watch a video for a couple minutes and they reach a point where they're struggling, they can actually jump in and interact with the video, ask their own question, create their own video in the middle of that and start a new conversation around that particular point in the video and, really get at, the point where they're struggling.
Sounds terrific, just being able to add that just-in-time feedback on the video and to collect it all up.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's really what we're looking to do, find different ways to get students involved in that process or anywhere where they would have been passive before, where they're getting their input into the process.
So it's an app you can buy from the iTunes Store?
You can't buy it because it's free, but you can get it in the App Store. Right now it's iPad only, but we're looking at other options there. And our Coach's Eye app is available on iOS for iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch even, and also on Android devices, both phones and tablets.
Okay, so what are you getting out of the conference? What's the best thing you've got so far?
Let's see, best thing I've gotten so far, for me, kind of selfishly, looking at this in a new role, it's just really interesting to see all the different ways people are using mobile technology. And I think I kind of came in thinking this was going to be an all-things iPad conference, and really I think there's been a lot more focus on any device. So that's one thing I'm definitely taking away is, thinking more in a platform-agnostic way. Like right now we're, developing Ask3 on iPad only to test in that environment, but, I'm realizing anything that we're looking to do on a large scale, we'll definitely want to be focusing on other platforms and making sure it's available to everybody.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us today. It's been great.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And for our final guest today, I'm honored to bring him on to our show. I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself and who he is and where he's from.
I'm Tony Vincent. I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm a former fifth grade teacher, and now I'm a... It's always hard to describe what I do, a learning and technology consultant.
I completely realize that you have a lot of technology. A lot of people know who you are.
and you do a lot of things with a lot of really neat things with Arizona K-12 Center. You have this conference that you've helped to put on. Tell us a little bit about how you actually got it started.
It's called the Mobile Learning Experience, and this is our third year. It started because Catherine Burdick came up to me, and she found out, you live in Arizona, I live in Arizona, let's meet. And she wanted to put on a conference because a few years ago there was Slide to Learn in Australia, and there was handheld learning in the UK, but nothing here in the States. So I thought, that sounds like a lot of work. I don't think I really want to take that on. And then it kind of dawned on me, like, I do a lot of work with the Arizona K-12 Center. They put on events. Maybe they can do the part where, you know, they do all these, like, event planning and all that stuff. And I thought, maybe we can pull it off if we have the center help us. So I asked the center, and they actually thought it was a great idea. And now we're on our third one. Called the Mobile Learning Experience because a lot of people here have had iPads, but we were open to really any kind of device, and that's what our sessions are. Some iPad-focused ones, but a lot of just web-based things that'll work on any device. And a piece of trivia, if you wonder how it got its name, I always tell people I'm a proud member of the AAAA, and that is the Anti-Acronym Association of America, and I wanted a name for a conference that would not have an acronym. You know, especially like in a Twitter hashtag and stuff. So we're not the MLE. it's Mobile 2013 if you want to look up the hashtag, or Mobile Learning Experience. And the LE at the end of mobile stands for learning experience. So it's just mobile.
That's a really great bit of trivia. I've always wondered about that. Since you're connected with a whole lot of people, we know that you are an educator and you're connected. So how has those connections made you a better educator?
Well, I'm just constantly learning from people, from both you and Jenny. And really, the conference has been fun because it's like a lot of friends are here, people I know in Arizona and out of Arizona. And we're all just constantly sharing. I mean, just before we recorded, there's app sharing going on. I get to have a lot of conversations with teachers about teaching and learning and technology, and we're always kind of putting it into context. And the conversations change every year, too, based on, you know, what's changing in technology and in education. So I'm really lucky to be connected with so many smart people.
Well, thank you, Tony. I just want to let you know that I've been a fan, but someone that's been following you for years. And I knew Tony before he was Tony Vincent. So when someone said, I know Tony, I'm like, wait a minute. I've been following all of his things. He has a website, Learning in Hand. There is things for iPods. Help me out here.
There's a web tool section. Oh, and you want a scoop here too?
Sure.
So my website is getting a makeover. And that, I have a company doing it. I've always made my own website, but I thought, I kind of want it to look a little spiffier than what I'm able to do. So in the next couple weeks, there'll be a new look. We have a new logo. It's going to be pretty cool.
You heard it here first,
yep.
Folks. Learning in Hand is going to change. Thank you so very much, Tony.
My pleasure.
Well, weren't they great interviews, Rodney? We were very lucky that those people let us interview them after such a long day at the conference.
Absolutely.
Yeah, always nice to talk to people face-to-face rather than be online.
Oh yeah. It was really good to see you, Jennifer.
Yeah, and so many people we could have interviewed, I think, just all day and all day, couldn't we, and kept interviewing. Yep, everyone was there. So as well as our interviews, we also had some great keynotes there. Which were your favorite keynotes?
My favorite keynote was Dean. He gave reasons for playing. He tied in so many correlations, so many commonalities between playing and well-being and why it's healthy, that I just felt that it was really good. It was a really good reminder of why we need to play.
Yeah, because his keynote was actually titled Back to the Basics, What Really Matters, wasn't it?
Right. Yes, it was.
And what really mattered, of course, was about being happy and having joy in learning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you had so many good quotes in there and good YouTubes, all sorts of things. And his slide share is available, so we'll put the link for that on our show notes and people can get the slide share. You know, he had books, reference to books, and just really great things. It was such a collection of wonderful things all about the joy of learning, I suppose you could say, couldn't you? What really matters?
Oh, absolutely. So my question is, was he your favorite keynote?
He was my favorite keynote, yes, definitely was. And it puts things in there like the John Lennon quote, which was really great because I'm a huge John Lennon fan, where he was asked, what are you going to do? What do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, I want to be happy. And then they said, well, you don't understand the assignment. And John Lennon said, well, you don't understand life. So a great quote. And what was your other favourite? Did you have any other favourite keynotes that you liked? Memorable?
Well, I like the cat herding presentation. The cat herding was done by Bob Martin,
yeah,
who was one of our interviewees. He had some really great strategies on managing mobile devices. He gave anecdotal examples of what not to do,
yeah,
when trying to get them going and up. So I really enjoyed his. I know I'm going to be asking him many questions when I get to managing some more mobile devices in my district.
And was he talking about all different sorts?
Well, yes, he was, actually. He was talking about iPads. He was also talking about Chromebooks and laptops and Android devices.
Oh.
So he gave some strategies of what he could do, what you can do.
Did he have a presentation that he's put somewhere or something like that that we can put in our show notes?
He did.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for him to come up.
Okay, well, we can put that on your show notes at some stage.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I tweeted out a link, actually, that people might find really interesting as well. It's for mobile learning, a guide from Ireland. It's like the handbook of mobile learning. And I found this.
Really?
Yeah, I meant to mention it at the conference. I found it and I tweeted it out today, so I'll put the link on the website. It's a PDF file you can download, and it's a whole handbook on mobile technologies. And it just goes through all the different sorts of mobile technologies, all the different sorts of rollouts, whether it's school-managed or student-managed, the different payment plans, and it lists them all and the pros and cons for all of them. So it's not saying this is the best.
Uh-huh.
It's just giving lots of information on all sorts of things you would like to find out about. I thought it was really well done. So I'll put that on the show notes. Just reminded me because you were talking about cat herding.
What was your favorite presentation?
I liked Peggy Sheehy's presentation about gaming in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me really think about gaming in the classroom and how maybe I could incorporate some of that. Made me think that maybe with some students, not with all, but with some students, that may be an interesting thing to investigate and to get some gaming going with them. Because it's not just open so they go and play that game. It's more of a sort of like a student management system where all the learning's in a gaming situation and you put input into it of what they're going to be doing and tasks and things like that. So that seemed very interesting. Do you like gaming? Yes, you do.
I do when I understand it and I understand the structure, but yes, I do. So I'm still trying to figure out how it would work in our classrooms with such a high focus on testing.
Yeah, the testing.
But I'm pretty sure people have figured out a way.
Yeah, it's all interesting, the testing and how much people want to stick to it and not do anything else but the testing.
Right.
So I guess whether you run it just for a certain amount of time or whether you do just, you know, decide to do things differently.
Right.
I mean, all the evidence suggests that if if children are well rounded, that they'll do well on the testing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. Mm.
Well, I have seen that.
Mm.
I have seen that.
Mm.
So we'll see. Hey, I found some resources of the actual conference, which we'll put in the show notes, the conference and the scheduled materials, as well as, if you're on Facebook, I will also give you the resource for the Arizona K-12 Center, which is who the conference was put on by, the AZ K-12.
Yeah, they did a great job of getting it all organized. Beautiful venue. We haven't really talked about the venue, have we?
No, we didn't.
It was like a palace. Did you count how many swimming pools there were?
10, 11?
Yeah, great big high ceilings inside and lovely arched windows that made really nice frames for taking photos through outside, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Really nice.
Yeah, so it was a wonderful place to have the conference. And just those great big mountains in the background. So overall, give it 3 stars, give it 5 stars. What would you give it?
6 stars?
Yeah. six out of six, I would say, or perhaps 6 out of 5. It was
6 out of 5.
Wasn't it? It was excellent. So thanks to Tony and to Catherine for all their organising that they did as well. At the conference.
They did a really wonderful job, and also I want to do a shout out to Cheryl. Cheryl did a really good job, as well as her, James and Andrew and John.
Yeah.
They all helped to make sure that everything worked carefully and it ran nicely.
Yep. There wasn't a hiccup at all. It was almost just ran like clockwork, so that was great. And we'll all be looking around to see when it's on next, I guess, won't we? So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Well, it's been great talking to you today, Rodney, and I hope our listeners enjoy hearing different people at the conference.
Yes. It was great seeing you for several days.
Yeah, it was a great trip. Gee, you blink and it's all over so quickly when you do a big trip like that, but... we have to go on with our usual things we're doing, and conferences don't go forever. So we return back to our day jobs and back into you've already been to work for 2 days.
Yes, I have.
Well, thanks for listening, but everyone. And
it's just right back to it.
Yep, and we'll see you next time on AU to AZ. Bye for now.
Bye.